All right, jumping over to Odyssey here. We got a $100 donation from Chief Kickabitch of the Slap-A-Ho Nation.
Thank you so much.
We're not worthy! We're not worthy!
My oldest friend, Chief Slap-A-Bitch of the Kickaho Nation, the one who came up with our monikers back in 2015, has died.
Oh.
We met 58 years ago during the summer before we started kindergarten. Kickabitch and Slap-A-Bitch, the Kerbaho brothers, see email for Slap-A-Bitch's bequest. All right, dude, let's check it out here. I'm sorry to hear that about your friend, brother. That's always rough. What do we got here? This is his bequest here. I was going to save this for Thought Thursday, but after Johnny Vegas story, I'm dropping it now. It started with a phone call from his attorney's office informing me that my friend Charlie was dead and that there would be two first-class one-way tickets to Connecticut arriving by FedEx in the morning and that the funeral was in 3 days. He also said I should meet him in his office the morning after that at 10:15 to prepare for the show when his ex-wife and estranged son arrived at 10:30. After the funeral, I went to the nursing home where he was in hospice for the past couple of weeks to pick up his personal effects along with a package with a filled-in address that he asked me to send via UPS. There was also a note in Charlie's handwriting telling me that it was important enough to drop it off at UPS on the day his lawyer slash executor read the will before going to his office. Thought it was strange, but I did it as he requested.
Yeah.
His older sister had died a few years earlier, and he had no other relatives, so I was his sole heir. I wept. His ex-wife, to whom the years had not been kind, and son, neither of whom were at the funeral, were on time to collect their expected inheritance, and they would soon come to regret it. Neither has any sense. A child who was ignored his father for 21 years after he became an adult and a wife who was divorced for infidelity after a 5-year marriage should not have expected any inheritance. Amen to that.
Amen, yeah.
When I was briefed on my role in the little drama that was about to unfold and my phone was set up to capture the whole affair, they were shown in. Karma was about to come a-calling.
Yeah! That's what I like.
Get my drink ready for this one.
I love some good payback. Yeah.
They were both expecting something other than they were about to get. I'm sure the round trip tickets they were each sent gave them that idea. First up was their 39-year-old Charles Jr. He was given 8 years of monthly letters my friend had written from the time his ex got custody until he was 18. Wow.
All right.
The bitch, who had taken their son 2,000 miles away, wrote addressee unknown, returned to sender on them.
Ooh.
As soon as he recognized his mother's handwriting, the fuse was lit. He did not immediately explode, but his face showed confusion and then anger.
Uh-huh.
It's a good thing for her that they were in separate hotels and departing from different airports. That way, she got to keep on living, and he got to read over 100 letters from the kind, caring man who was his father without her having to explain.
Uh-huh.
She had told him that his father abandoned them and never tried to contact him. You see what happens, ladies, when you spin a yarn of lies sooner or later. After those two treasures were argued for a few minutes, the attorney restored order to his office. The kid's growing rage was beautiful to watch, kind of like a gathering storm. He was red-faced and shaking.
Oh, yeah.
The next thing he did was hand me an envelope containing a couple life insurance policies that named me as beneficiary, one of which was purchased with the proceeds from the sale of his business, home, and other assets, and a handwritten letter. An insurance payout cannot be challenged in probate court and is tax-free. I was told that I would receive title to the motorhome he toured around in for the healthiest 4 of the last 6 months of his life when probate signed off on it in a couple of days. We had taken an epic road trip before his marriage that he told my wife about. She had expressed the desire to recreate it. She doesn't know about the drunken debauchery of that trip.
Oh, no.
No.
That's to be expected.
Yeah, of course. Rather than liquidate it like he did everything else, he left it to me. After that, the lawyer handed the ex her inheritance, the key to a locked waterproof, fireproof strong box that was in the package I sent 2-day delivery. She was told to expect it the day after she got home. She asked me and the lawyer what was in it. The lawyer told her he had no idea. I told her that I had no way of knowing, but I don't know what happened to the bonds I knew he owned or the gold jewelry. If she thought about it, she would have realized that she should have tossed the key immediately, but Charlie always did like them dumb. I knew there had to be a reason why the box and the key were placed in two separate hands, but I had no idea what it was.
Uh-huh.
The lawyer would never accept a sealed package without knowing what was in it, so my friend had me mail it. I later found out that the lawyer held the keys, so I would have the alibi of never having had it in my possession if it ever came to light that I mailed it. I found out what was in the box when I read his letter a few days later. I had turned Charlie on to Pop back in 2015. We used to watch Live from the Lair and other Pop content together when he and I would vacation at other places. Among his favorite episodes are A Pringles Can Full of Shit, and I do believe he did you one better, Pop. I wonder how full that strong box was.
Oh, yeah!
And if it was full, how long it took to fill.
Oh!
It had a capacity of 0.17 cubic feet. My wife and I will reach Yellowstone tomorrow morning, and after a couple days there, it's on to Sequoia, Yosemite, the Utah Desert, Grand Canyon, Meteor Crater, and Carlsbad Caverns. When I get home, I'm going to spend some time trying to figure out where to scatter his ashes. I originally thought to illegally drop a cup here and there at various national monuments, but a duty of such gravity requires serious contemplation and should not be made while grieving.
That's absolutely correct.
It may take another road trip to do the job right.
Oh, or you can do what I'm going to do with my ashes. They put them in a boat and set it on fire so I have my Viking funeral.
There you go. We could do that.
Yeah.
I received calls from the son asking if we could meet privately, and I refused. I told him he could call me in a month or so, and maybe I would talk to him, but after what he did to my friend, I might not talk to him.
Nice.
2 days later, I got a call from the lawyer. The angry ex called him swearing and going on about being sprayed with shit when she opened the box.
Yeah! I like it.
He never told her he saw the box. He told her he never saw the box and reminded her that he had no idea what was in it, which is why he refused to handle it. Uh-huh. All he had was the key, and that's the only thing the will mentioned. At this time, I should mention that Charlie was a master mechanic and a tinkerer par excellence who always triple-tested his work.
Wow. Yes!
Watch Gruntspeak Live every Tuesday and Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern. And if you'd like to join Pop for Supporter Sundays, consider making a donation on Locals, Patreon, or Subscribestar.